The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. We're back in Alabama after being in Texas for a few days. Glad to be able to join you today as we talk to Todd Houghton, President and CEO of Homewatch Caregivers, as he's working to change caregiving by connecting seniors with their loved ones and making sure they don't feel lonely, isolated, and are always safe. Now, this is very personal to me because my grandparents raised me. My grandmother took care of my great-grandmother, and then I, in turn, took care of my grandmother before she passed away. She was 84 years old, and so it's very near and dear to my heart that we take care of our senior community. I'd like to welcome Todd Houghton to the program. Welcome, Todd.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about why it's personal to you to get started. Is there anyone back in your early years or some connection that you had that really pushed you into caring about our senior community?
Yes, you know, I saw like my family members aging, aunts, uncles, things like that, and you know, just the horrible living conditions that they would go through living in nursing home settings or institutional type settings. So as I grew my career and got into the home care side about 12, 14 years ago, really wanted to drive that passion, that mission of being able to have people be more connected. You know, we're experiencing the silver tsunami with 10,000 people turning 65 every day. People that are turning 65, 70 are far more educated today than they were 5 or 10 years ago. So technology is a critical component to help supplement the caregiving in the home to keep them connected. And as you said, focus on that being isolated and lonely and overcoming that.
Aren't there some stats of adults that are over 50 that would prefer to stay in their home as opposed to being placed somewhere else?
Yeah, 77% of people over the age of 55 want to live their aging years at home. That's a staggering number. They've lived in their home for, you know, 10, 15, 30 years, and that they're familiar with that environment, and they want to stay there. So solutions like ours are critical to allow them to do that safely and with dignity and peace of mind.
Let's talk about your work in the home care sector. I know you spent several years. What were you doing in that time?
I've been in a variety of roles in the home care space, really a couple previous companies growing the footprint throughout the United States so there could be better access to care for the aging population. Specifically, same with Homewatch Caregivers. I'm leading this company, but our focus is how do we get more access to care for people across the United States? They may not always have you know, resources right in their backyard, but through technology, we can really help accelerate their connection and their ability to feel engaged.
How would you say that senior care is changing in the United States during this time?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I mentioned, like the aging population is far more sophisticated than they were 5 or 10 years ago. You know, they want to age at home, and they are familiar with technology. So that's allowing home care to evolve quickly and bring more technology into the home because they're far more comfortable than they've ever been. Just had a number the other day that 92% of people in the U.S. over the age of 65 have some sort of smart device that they currently use, so whether that's a smartphone or a tablet. So it just points to the fact that they're becoming more comfortable with technology.
I know it was very difficult for my grandmother to make the decision to move into our home, but we came to her community and had an apartment in our house for her to live in. And she did do that. She was raising my nephew, who was a teenager. And so a lot of times we now have seniors who are now taking care of their grandkids. This is a whole nother issue, a whole nother subject to talk about with grandparents and great-grandparents who have taken the responsibility of younger children. They're taking that parent responsibility.
Yeah, we are seeing a lot more of that, but you know, so they're doing dual roles, right? They're taking care of themselves, or they may be taking care of their spouse who's aging, and then they're taking care of a younger generation. And really, we're learning, you know, that about it's about 60% of the adult children live more than 65, 70 miles away from their parents. So keeping them connected and engaged is critical, and then helping them with their dual roles of raising people.
How can adult children help their parents age in their own home and where they want to be?
Yeah, first, I mean, I always say it's helping your parents fulfill their wish of aging at home, wherever that home might be. And then it's really getting educated on the resources that are available. There's a phenomenal amount of resources out there that can help the aging parent live at home. So do caregiver services like HomeWatch Caregivers, our HomeWatch Connect technology solution, just really focus on keeping them connected with the family, with their care providers, whether it's their doctor, their nurse, or their HomeWatch Caregivers office. Just provides that full continuum of care and focusing on loneliness and isolation.
So if one of these adult children reached out to HomeWatch Caregivers, what would be the first step after reaching out and saying they want to help their parent?
Yeah, so when they reach out to an office, the office does what we call an intake process over the phone, learning really what are the chronic conditions of mom or dad, or what are the needs, and that helps identify the appropriate service line. So we have several different service lines, from active care on the early side of things. That's really a tech-forward solution that focuses on keeping mom or dad engaged. Big target on that is somebody who might be a recent widow or widower who, you know, had their partner for 55, 60 years, and now they're alone, so the technology can help them stay engaged. All the way through specialized care. Specialized care really focuses on chronic disease states, COPD, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, really providing the appropriate care so it can be delivered at home, wherever that might be, so they don't have to move into a community-based care. Once that's done, they schedule an in-home visit to really go in and assess the home and see if there's any needs, retrofit the house for, you know, such as handicap bars or anything like that might happen. And then they bring them into service, whether it's just installing the technology right away or actually having caregivers come into the home.
How do loneliness and isolation affect health?
Yeah. So, you know, 40% of seniors report being lonely or isolated. It's the number one contributing factor to cognitive decline or accelerated cognitive decline like dementia or Alzheimer's. So keeping them engaged, having daily interactions or multiple times a day, through video connection or somebody in person, really helps to decrease that escalation of a cognitive decline.
And when we talk about the virtual care options for seniors, I know back in 2020, it seems like virtual became the way of the new wave for people to communicate with medical professionals, to be able to get information and exchange what was happening to them. And I believe that since 2020, the virtual option has continued to grow.
It absolutely has. So yes, 2020, accelerated the access to remote patient monitoring or virtual connection. So our technology, HomeWatch Connect, really takes that one step further. It allows to keep that connection and engagement with everybody that's part of the healthcare continuum. So a senior can have their doctor beamed in through our technology and do a virtual visit with them, so they don't have to leave the house to go to the doctor's office. We're also working with a lot of different hospital companies for hospital-to-home program. Hospitals don't like to see patients in the hospital that don't need to be there. So if we can keep them connected through technology and do visits from home, that's really what's going to accelerate our healthcare system and provide better resources to the aging population.
And this number, 2 in 5 U.S. adults over 60 reporting feeling lonely, that loneliness, of course, it is also considered a lot of times depression, anxiety, other issues that go with it.
Right.
That's a really difficult place to be for those people who are elderly or seniors to live in that existence of loneliness.
Yeah, it's a critical conversation to be having with the aging population. They do, go into depression and suffer that loneliness. We also see a high rate of suicide amongst the aging population because they're lonely and they get depressed. And so whatever we can do to keep them connected and engaged through technology or in virtual visits or in-person visits is really going to help them overcome those challenges of loneliness and depression. It'll provide them a better quality of life and let them live a lot longer than what they probably would have otherwise.
Todd, I had a dear friend, his name was Gene Hutchins, and he was our neighbor, and he put his wife into an assisted living home, and he himself had to move with her. That's the way he felt he needed to do, was to go with her, so he put himself there, but for him, it was so difficult that he ultimately took his life, And that was very hard for me to process and to understand as a young child what Mr. Hutchins was going through. But I can clearly see that there are those people out there who have a very difficult time when they're taken from their home.
Absolutely. You know, it's they don't want to go from their home. They're used to those surroundings. They've been there for many years. And so whatever we can do as part of the healthcare continuum to provide that safe, secure environment, you know, and I don't know how long ago that happened, Mark, but, you know, if there was technology around, we may have been able to keep them both at home for a lot longer than what they were.
And that's something that's very difficult to process as well, that the timing may have been not there for them at that time. It was in the 90s. But now, today, there are options. And let's tell people how they can connect with your team.
Yeah, they can go to our website at homewatchcaregivers.com. That's homewatchcaregivers.com. You can learn all about our total care solutions that provides the appropriate service line based on the individual needs. And then all about HomeWatch Connect, our technology solution. There's a nice video on there that shows how it works and the functionality and great learning experiences.
Todd Houghton, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share your expertise and experience as the president and CEO of HomeWatch Caregivers. Thank you for joining me here on the show today.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we're going to go from seniors to children as we talk about the Kitty Carnival with Bill Anderson. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Are you or someone you love interested in martial arts? Jun's Korean Martial Arts is located in Athens, Alabama, next to Domino's Pizza. For more information, contact Young Chun on Facebook at Jun's Korean Martial Arts. Jun's is spelled J-E-O-N apostrophe S, or you can call 256-800-1115.
Kid on second base wants dad to watch.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama. As advertised, we're talking about the Kitty Carnival hosted by Lions Club International. Glad to have Bill Anderson with me right now as we talk about the Kitty Carnival that is on the brink of taking place. And I know there are a lot of families that are excited about this. Mine gets excited. Cora is 10 years old. And so we've got a couple more years for her to enjoy the Kitty Carnival on the little rides, and then that'll be that as we've seen generation after generation be able to enjoy the Kitty Carnival. Welcome to the show, Bill Anderson.
Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you, Bill. What have you been doing today?
Well, strangely enough, I go to church, and I've been doing the collections for the church today, so... And then I just went to the ballpark because I've got a grandson that's playing baseball for Athens.
Nice. So. Well, how are things looking right now for the Kitty Carnival getting ready, getting kicked off?
Everything is squared away right now. Today, we are also going to then get the fences and put the fences up. The fences, of course, keep kids from strolling into areas that they ought not to be in.
Yes.
From a moving vehicle or whatever. So we're going to do that today. And we put them up last. We take them down first, and we put them up last because they are a nuisance to cut grass around, as you can well imagine. So,
well, now, you moved here in 1965 to Athens from Virginia. Mm-hmm. At what point did you find out about the Kitty Carnival? How quickly did you find out about it?
I really didn't know anything about it because I was – old enough to not probably want to go,
right?
You know, since I was a high school graduate, so that was the deal. But it's our family members have worked for it, our cousins, and just know a lot of people that worked, and that's partially how it has gained its stature because it's just become kind of a family thing. People are still working with it. From that family side.
So. Yes. How long have you been with Lions Club International?
11 years.
What was it about their organization that drew you in to make you want to be a part of that?
Well, I wanted to, after I retired, I owned a store in Ardmore. I used to own Fred's Discount Store up there for 37 years. And I knew a lot of people. I mean, I lived here in Limestone County.
You know, sure.
But actually worked in Ardmore. But, it, you know, I've been involved with the county and the city and everything, and it's just, it's home, and you take care of your home, you know.
What do you like about Lions Club? What is it that interests you in their effort that says, this is why I want to be a part of it?
The Lions Club, we are there for ways to make money to then give money back to the community. We give money back to school systems. We give money to needy, et cetera. Just everything you can imagine, we give to. We are there. We still charge 50 cents for a ticket. It's been 50 cents since 1957. Now go figure that one. So.
And glasses, that's an important part of the Lions Club.
Yes,
Lions Club International.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lions is basically involved with sight, S-I-G-H-T, sight. And it's we do a world of money things for Lions International because they do surgery for people who can't have pay for surgery, particularly in Birmingham. There's a place down there that does a world of that stuff for us. So,
how about the camaraderie of the group, the team of people that make up the Lions Club International locally here in Athens, Alabama?
They become dear friends if they weren't. You know, everybody goes out there and sweats a little bit because typically at a lot of times it's 90 degrees when we start, and by the time we get ready to go in, it's typically in the 80s. But it's just, it's a little bit like the Army. It's just, it becomes part of you, and you just fall in line and do what you're supposed to and smile and make those kids happy because you cannot imagine the smiles and the happiness that the little kids show from what we do with them. And then we turn around and help people with what they've done with us.
Well, and with the Kitty Carnival starting, being founded in 1957, many generations now have experienced the Kitty Carnival. I grew up going to the Kitty Carnival, and it's something that's a lasting impression. We sent our nephew to Kitty Carnival. We would go with him, and then now our daughter, as I mentioned, goes to Kitty Carnival, and many people for generations have enjoyed that experience thanks to Lions Club International, keeping that facility up to date and keeping it current where kids can enjoy those rides.
Yes, yes. And not all Lions Clubs have a situation like we do. We're pretty unique. It was just that it was designed by the right people at the right time in the 50s. And it has held over and grown strong because of the dedication of the members and our customers, kids.
Somebody has to have some know-how when it comes to mechanics.
Oh.
Who are our people that are our mechanics on the team?
Oh, we have people. We have a gentleman named Doug Swaim. He works for Tractor John Deere. He can fix anything. If he can't, he knows people who can. And we are constantly, since everything is as old as it is,
yes,
it's a different century, it has a tendency to wear down. And we end up having to replace bearings and have to do a lot of maintenance, you know, because when moving parts get a little hot, they get hot because there's friction, and friction is fixed by grease, you know, so you have to do a lot of work like that. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on that the ordinary members don't necessarily see unless they hang around and speak and have been around the club for a while, but they know it's a big job.
And talking about the 50-cent ticket, that makes it affordable for any family in the area to be able to come, and they have a special needs night that's included with during the period of time that the carnival is existing.
Yes, it's really fun those times because a lot of the kids are scared sometimes to get on something, and when they see other kids like them that they know and they're associated with, maybe in the same school, whatever, they will ride, and then they're convinced and fixed for a while. It's pretty cool.
When do the gates open at the Kitty Carnival?
The gates open this time, I think, June 27th. It's not this Thursday, but it's the following Thursday. And it's typically the last weekend in June, which depends on how the calendar falls. You know, sometimes the dates get a little goofy.
Right.
But it's all the months of weekends in July and the last one in June.
That means that it ends July the 27th. That's the last Saturday of July. And sometimes there are weather days where you just can't control it and can't have Kitty Carnival because of the weather.
Oh, no. Last year we had, 19 dates, and we only had one rain out. Now, it was a thunderstorm for a while, and it just made things sloppy.
Right.
So.
Well, Bill Anderson, thank you for your good work with Lions Club International. We appreciate the team of people who makes up Lions Club International here for this area, for Limestone County, and the great work that's being done to let these kids have something to enjoy, to remember for the rest of their lives, because Kitty Carnival definitely is memorable.
Oh, it certainly is. It's just the smiles on these kids' faces will just warm you to a boiling point. It's fabulous.
I love it. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Talk Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.